a fresh refresh. The Bible says if you repent and come into God's presence, you'll get refreshed. Not refleshed. You'll be refreshed. Turn to your neighbor and say, you look refreshed. Now, don't lie. If they look refreshed, tell them. Hallelujah. God is turning things around. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's a real big turnaround. We've entered a time of turnaround. And there's some things that we've spoken about already, but I was refreshed, and I was asked to do a quick teaching in New York, and I actually talked about some of the things that we were doing here and that God's been releasing, but the Lord put certain things together for me, and we hadn't had it on recorded here, so I want to record it here. It's called Deceptive Traditions. And one of the things that is vitally important about how God speaks to us in times and sequences and events, and they recycle. Like the seven feasts of the Lord, God speaks to us in a recycle, all the seven feasts. Only Jesus can fulfill the feasts. And again, everything revolves around the tabernacle of God. So the closer you're in the tabernacle, the more revelation comes, the more message comes from God. I'm talking about direct messages, not indirect. Indirect are ones that you have to interpret, but direct messages come. And God, now sometimes God will give you an indirect message for you to search out something all the way through. Amen? So if you'll turn to your, pull your swords out and turn to Daniel chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Isn't it great to worship the Lord? To cross over, to press in, to lose yourself, get renewed, refreshed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're so good to us, even in spite of us. Let's speak it, please. I'm going to try and read slow. My wife says I read too fast. That's called an indirect message. Did you all get it now? That was a fast chapter, wasn't it? I couldn't resist. Verse 1. At that time, Michael will stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there will be a time of trouble, such as never was seen there was a nation. Even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found in the, written in the book of life, basically. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt or hell. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. So we're going to talk more about this maybe Tuesday or something, but the knowledge is technology. See, what the world system is trying to do is bring what they call transhuman, where they're integrating computer technology in humans, putting microchips in brains and things of that degree. Now, again, there's an area where some of that can be helpful, but then there's an area where what if it's hacked? And if the government is producing it, how do we know they won't control? Do not trust the government. So knowledge shall increase, technology, artificial intelligence. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this side of the riverbank and the other side of the riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half times. That means time is a year, times is 2 years, half time is half a year. So he said, this will be 3.5 years. This is a cycle that repeats itself. It's a Daniel prophetic cycle. And a lot of times when you certain events go happen, you can go back 3.5 years and find out when it started, and it was a prophetic cycle. Same thing with Jubilee. Jubilee is also a cycle. It's a 50-year cycle. When certain things happen, you can go back 50 years and find out when it started. Okay, is everybody okay? And when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the what? The time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Now, this is so powerful. And what's he talking about? He's talking about these traditions. First of all, in this, there's a time event of cycles. Now, I'm going to take a 3.5 year time of cycle, and let's talk about 2024. 3.5 years ago, Biden was inaugurated. Amen? Think about this. He was inaugurated on January 20th, 21. 3.5 years later, he's finished. The cycle will be complete. That's July 4th is 3.5 years. Talk about victory for America. Amen. Independence Day. He's finished. That administration is finished. Everything's are coming to an end. Everything. Now, here's another wild thing. When, for a 50-year example, when 50 years ago, of course, we talk about the abortion that was promoted 50 years ago. That's finished now. Amen. Then we've got about the economy where the money that was backed by gold and silver. When Nixon and what's his name, Kissinger, they went in, and Kissinger was a representative, and he went to Saudi Arabia and said, look, we're going to do this. We'll protect your country. We'll protect all oil, and we'll cause the whole world to buy U.S. currency. They can only buy oil from you by using U.S. currency. It will be called the petrodollar. Does everybody understand? So the whole world shifted. U.S. no longer backed their money by gold and silver. They just printed it counterfeit. And they call it the petrodollar. Well, I want you to know that Kissinger 50 years ago signed this. He's dead now. He just died on the 50th year. The petrodollar is dead. Now things are moving rapidly into the area of the transfer of currency. The petrodollar will be no more. And they're going to bring in a new currency. In fact, all nations like Russia, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, all of these other countries. Same thing in Iraq. You get busted with American money, you go to prison. American money is no longer, it's why? It's considered corrupt. U.S. currency is corrupt. The only place you can get currency for U.S. currency now is at an airport because of travel. You can exchange in your currencies. Come on, think about this. So the rush, in other words, nobody is buying oil in the whole world with U.S. currency. They're buying it with their own currency. And all their currency is backed by gold and silver. Or, you know, I mean, there's still a little bit more. That's what they call the BRICS nations. Now they've got hundreds of countries wanting to become under the BRICS nation. But this is the transfer. This is where we're at right now. Because it says here that it would be finished, right? It would be what? Finished. Wow. Finished. Now, this is going to be the beginning. We are entering birth pangs big time. I'm not going to talk about that now, maybe Tuesday. But what a transition. What's happening? That was a tradition that was brought on. Many traditions were brought on by the powers of darkness to keep humanity into bondage. Remember, we talked about being born in deception. We were born in bondage and didn't know it. We were raised and told certain things that were lies. Not that our family lied, but they were lied to. Certain medications that would help you that didn't. The side effects. You know, you got to remember that all attorneys are brought up and backed. That organization is demonic. Law firms, that original organization, the board, is demonic. The medical board is demonic. They're all demonic. They're controlled by demonic forces, and they bring people into bondage. Their purpose is to depopulate as much as possible, bring people into bondage, and cause us to become slaves. You know, The Matrix was such a phenomenal flick, man. I never shake. I tell everybody to watch it once I get spiritual eyes. Think about this. These people were put into like a coma state, used as batteries, because they produced energy. So then they were brought into a false reality to keep them alive. They intervene, in the vein, fed them. They lived in another false reality, and they went on with their lives. They married, had children, worked hard, this, that, got arrested, criminals, this, that. But it was a whole other reality, false reality, while they were in this little cube, like an incubator, producing energy for the demonic forces. Does everybody understand it? See, demons get fed by emotion now, no different. Oh, what a time we're in. So what's God doing? He's intervening and breaking these traditions that have been causing us bondage for years. Years. You need to be somebody. You need to get an education. You need to get a job. You need to be wealthy. Look at the love of money that goes on. The world's God is money now. And they promote it all the time. Even Jesus rebuked him. When the wealthy man came up and said, what do I need to do? He said, sell everything. Let's see what you're going to do. I can't do that. Because people are bound to that. Remember, we don't own anything. Everything's the Lord's. We are stewards of his money, his lands, his properties, even our clothes. So make sure you keep them clean. Again, what a time we are in. We are in such a transition. It's phenomenal. Yet there's going to be so many things that are going to overlap. You can't keep up. Moving rapidly. Glory to God. Deceptive traditions that have been passed down the line to me and you. Amen. Traditions to please men, not God. Amen. We've talked about some of this already, but I want to get this on tape. Would you turn to Matthew 15? And verse 1, then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me as a gift of God, to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your traditions. You got to remember, Jesus showed up and broke all kinds of traditions. Remember, he healed on the Sabbath. He cast out devils. He did all kinds of, he blew them away. They call him a devil, a demon, Lucifer, all kinds of stuff. He called them, Jesus said, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah, the prophet, say about you, thus these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as the doctrines, the commandments of men, and not of God. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles the man. Again, there were traditions to please God. Amen. We've got the commandments in us, the law. And then many times when in traditions, in other words, we have routines that we build. God gave us a routine every morning. We maintain that routine. And that routine brings us into the presence of God. The Bible says, enter his courts with what? Thanksgiving and praise. Again, I always tell people, never go to the Lord and tell him you're his humble servant. Hi, Lord, I'm your humble servant. Oh, puke. You don't have to tell anybody you're humble. Never tell people you're humble. Hello? Because then God will humble you. So these traditions were to please God in the beginning, but then they became rituals. And these rituals promote self. Deceptive traditions that don't bring freedom, but bring bondage. When daily routines turn into rituals, it becomes a deceptive tradition. Jesus came to expose deceptive traditions and rituals and bring relationship of his love. We see the Lord breaking down deceptive traditions of rules and regulations that bring humanity into bondage and not protection. You know, sometimes they cause chaos to bring another law, to bring people into more bondage. Like the Patriot Act. They use that to bring people into bondage after 9/11 and stuff. So they're the ones that did 9/11. They're the ones that murdered all the people. It was our own country. Our own government. This was not an act of terrorists. This is an act of control. And what did they do? They dismantled the what? Trade towers. Why? Money. Currency. Why do you think they attacked Iraq and killed Saddam Hussein? He wasn't that insane. He had enough sane to realize that the petrodollar, they wanted to change and back everything. They didn't want to use the petrodollar to buy gold no more or sell it. And the United States went in and destroyed them. And that's what they did. So when the United States and Saudi Arabia became on this agreement and became one in the area of the petrol currency, the United States guaranteed protection to Saudi Arabia. So United States was the military protection for Saudi Arabia to maintain the petrodollar. But now Saudi Arabia is not signing the contract again because that 50 years is up also. It was a 50-year contract that ended. They said no more U.S. currency, no more petrodollar. Hello. That's how you break down a regime, isn't it? What do? You take their financial support. That's how they have to break down all organizations of corruption and so forth. They break down their currency. They break down their finance. What do they do? What's the old saying? Follow the what? The money. Follow the money and you'll find out what's going on. See, but the world, the government's trying to make it, oh, it's just business as usual. Nothing's happening. And the media is corrupt too. I don't know if you saw or not, but President Donald Trump tweeted about Liz Cheney, yeah, that she'll be prosecuted with military tribunal as treason. I mean, he has said that a couple of times. Why? Because when he becomes president, there's going to be a lot of people tried as treason. Why? Interfering with an election? Clinton? Obama? Obama is going down big time. All these people that have been, now that the court has turned, the Supreme Court's turned these court cases around, now they got to release all those individuals because they said that all of the arrests on that day of January 6th is illegal. See, because the democratic regime, antichrist regime, is trying to promote and change laws. They're coming against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's what our forefathers put into effect to protect us right now. And that's what's coming forth to the surface. So now you have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution fighting the powers of darkness. But what's behind the Bill of Rights and the Constitution? Jesus. Jesus. Amen. So they ain't going to win. Things are coming to an end no matter what. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest what? Anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of what? Men. According to the basic principles of the world. Business as usual. And not according to what? Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Traditions of men and principles of the world are being exposed and altering the course of humanity. Because we've been in bondage so long. So long. We've been in the dark, not knowing so many things that have been going on behind closed doors. Amen? The course of deception is going to come to an end, and things are going to change. The path of righteousness and justice will bring freedom and righteousness. God is exposing. Many people are stepping down. Many of these CEOs, even political people, are stepping down. Man, they're having all-out argument and wars in Congress. They're exposing their stuff. These guys are screaming from the right, left, north, south, east, and west. Any way they can. And they're doing what they call that, what's her name? When people scream out, Karen, they're all Karened out. Hallelujah. Biden doesn't have the energy to scream out, so somebody's got to do it for him. I mean, you know, everything's just being exposed. That's what's happening. And you and I are alive to see it and be a part of it. Matthew 21, verse 12. Then Jesus went into the temple of God, and he what? He drove out. That's what's happening. Drove out those who what? Bought and sold in the temple. Now think about that. Are they involved in the currency? Yes. So what was Jesus' first attack? Their money. He was trying to expose them to dismantle that tradition. And he overturned the tables of the money changers. Well, what do you call bankers? And the seats of those who sold doves, merchants, traders. And he said to them, it is written, my house should be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a what? A den of thieves. A den of thieves. Again, Jesus drove out the deceptive tradition of men. It was their first attack against the financial system that has infiltrated his temple to bring back and bring down his people. Think about this. The exchange rates that they were doing in the temple were outrageous. And people, when they traveled to come and worship and bring offerings to the temple and bring their sacrifices, and if they didn't have one, they'd buy one. And they were charging them extreme amount of money. And they would put people in debt. Remember, the devil's purpose is to get people in what? Debt. Then you owe him. That is not of God. Hello? So God was removing the traditions of men. People want to have all kinds of stuff and they go in debt. That's crazy. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not what? Lack. See, it's when you become your own shepherd that you need to go out and go in debt. Now, don't get me wrong. Mortgages, that's an area of debt too. It'd be nice if we all had the money to buy a house, but at least you've got an investment. Amen? And don't go buy a car when you got $6,000 payments. Sheesh. People get sucked in by those commercials of bondage. You know, our first house we bought, we were really ignorant. It was this one, yeah. Praise God. And because we wanted a house so bad, and of course we were not saved yet, we lived in the outer darkness, not even in the outer court. And so we wanted a house badly because we wanted to own something. Well, they gave us what they call a graduated plan. So after a period of time, when we checked out the refinance, we couldn't. Why? Because we owed more money than what we paid for the house. We were only paying interest, not principal, for multiple years. And we thought, what the heck? You mean we paid all of this thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe, for 5 or 6 years with no principal, all interest. Hallelujah. So anyways, and the interest was like going up. It was like 12% or something like that, 13% and stuff like that. Yeah, that's when things were crazy. But thank God he worked it out. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to go into all of that, but anyways, there was a divine intervention. The end result is we got the house back. Lower interest rates and everything else. Hallelujah. Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is what? Revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their what? Their thoughts and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves a penalty of their error, which is due, which is called death. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are what? Whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, unworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of what? Death. Not only do the same, but also approve or vote of those who practice them. So even those who promote and vote these individuals in office will be judged the same way as those who are practicing such things. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Righteous traditions were exchanged for corrupt ones, deceptive ones, influenced by the forces of evil, and servants of Satan, removing the prayer from schools. Amen? Promoting perversion, bringing witchcraft into schools, dishonoring the sacred vow of marriage, murdering the unborn, and worship of false deities, and of course much more, was all handed down on generations to generations to enslave humanity and make it a common thing. Make it a common thing. You know, there's no such thing as common marriage. It's man-made. Well, we've been together 7 years. You ain't married yet? No. We're under common law. It ain't common in my kingdom. It ain't common in Jesus' kingdom. Amen? That ain't common. Does everybody understand that? That's why you got homosexuals and lesbians trying to collect money because they've been together so long. So it's not sacred marriage, is it? Now they're suing one another. They're saying they're divorcing one another, but they ain't been married from the beginning. This is how crazy it is, and the court's accepting some of this stuff. Especially the blue states. It's black and blue states, really. Because they've been hit so many times, they're blinded, man. They are deceived. Democratic principalities. Galatians 3, verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you. Who has influenced you demonically? Who has what? Bewitched you. That you should not obey the truth. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit of God by works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore, know that only those who are of the faith are sons of Abraham. So powerful. We have been bewitched by a false government to attempt and to alter the Bill of Rights and Constitution, removing the presence of God with deceptive traditions. Why? So that conviction can no longer be manifested. They want to what? Sear the conscience. They want to sear the conscience. Deceptive traditions. But it's coming to an end. Amen? It started this month, the ending. I'm telling you, by December, by the first of the year, everything's going to change. It will be changed. The Babylonian currency will be dismantled. There'll be a new currency. Things are going to happen. Now, don't throw out your currency, okay? Hold on to it until you can exchange it out. It may be worth less. So I can encourage you, if you've got it, buy gold and silver, because that ain't going to change. In fact, if anything, it's going to go up. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will what? Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceptive spirits, or what? Deceptive tradition. And doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience, what? Seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So what, they're not promoting marriage anymore. There's no promotion of marriage. There's the only thing they're promoting is the wicked marriage, man with man, woman with woman. So the population is being decreased because there's not promoting of, there's not birth. You know, I'm from the, what do they call that birth? I don't know. The born again years ago group, the over 50 and 60 and stuff like that. You know? Baby boomers. That's it. We're from the baby boomers. Why is it called a baby boomer generation? Because they were promoting kids. They were blowing them out, man. I mean, I had one friend, 11 kids in his family. My mother came from 10. 8. Look, I mean, that was yoo-hoo. Papa was busy. And mama was in pain. But the joy afterwards was glorious. Now, I mean, we don't have big families no more. I mean, if there's 2 children, it's a lot. But there isn't 5 and 6 and 8 children no more. That's gone. Yeah, unless you're Muslim, of course you got 15 wives. Anyways. Yes, they promote deceptive traditions to sear the conscience and remove the voice of God. 1 John chapter 2, 15, please. It says, do not love the world. What does that mean? Do not love the deceptive traditions. Amen? Or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God will what? Abide forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been with us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing. That's why we're here, to get refreshed in the anointing. Amen? That's why we worship, to be refreshed in the anointing. But you have the anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You know all things. It doesn't mean that we know things that are pertained, that we need to know. Amen? We need to know the difference between a direct and an indirect message, some that need to be interpreted, and some that are just common sense. But the law of God is in me and you. The law. We already know. We were born with the law in us. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not do. I heard that all my whole life as a kid. Didn't stop me from doing it. Still stole bubble gum and everything else I could. Because it was the trinity of me, myself, and I, that little devil. I wasn't born again yet. Because I was born in darkness, conceived in darkness. Amen? I was blinded. Couldn't see the truth, didn't know the truth. But I believed that there was a God. Just never knew him. God reminded me of Abraham's statue in Washington. Did you ever see? Oh, President Lincoln, I mean. Sitting on his chair. That's what God reminded me of. I didn't know if he was going to pull out a bazooka and shoot me or what. But I never knew the love of God until I was born again. Everything else was just, you're bad. You'll never amount to anything. You're a mistake. That's what I grew up with. You need to be somebody. And so forth. And then when I tried to be somebody, I got busted. Got sentenced to life to prison. Automatic retirement. But God had a plan. Don't love the deceptive traditions, and don't let your routine turn into a ritual. Amen? With no meaning. Let the will of God unfold and expose the traditions that are wicked, that are deceptive. Why? Because these traditions blind people. But the will of God opens the eyes. It's no longer business as usual in this false reality. It's being exposed. And we need to let the world know. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know. I speak to many believers, and they don't know what's going on. They're so caught up in their job, their money, their family, their this and that. They got no idea what's outside. I'm going to close at James 3:13. Who's wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? Good conduct. That his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. Well, what's behind this deceptive traditions is the wisdom that's demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Praise God. Again, deceptive traditions come from the demonic wisdom. Amen? Praise God. Father, we are grateful. We thank you. We are honored and blessed to glean from your throne room with revelation and impartation, with discernment to each and every one of us, that we may discern what's deceptive tradition and what's the tradition from you. Lord, continue to bust all of this. Open the doors of deception. Open the doors that they're holding people. Release those who have been taken bondage and captive in their minds and their physical bodies and in sicknesses and diseases. Bring healing to each and every one, Lord. Free your people. And let the deceptive traditions be destroyed, that your name would be glorified. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.